Apa?
Subscriber. Hai, this city is in Kola Dhiya. Also, this is also in Kola Dhiya. Up to Samudragar and Chapahat. At first, I have seen here like a jungle, forest. There was no road this. No. At first, jungles were here. At first, there was their jungle. Like kund. Yes, water. Kadamba Kunja and here Mango Kunja. There peacock. Here cuckoos. Radha Kund and Shyam Kund Bhakti Mohan Thakur has written. We used to go there. There is a big mango garden.
Orchard.
This is Ritu Deep. Ritu Deep means all Ritus. Basanta, six Ritus in India.
Seasons.
Always present here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come in midday as the pastimes of Krishna and Sri Radhika take place in midday at Radha Kunda. Here also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his association here. And thinking he became as Gop and to Nityananda Prabhu and all others, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramanand, or others, Gadadhar Pandit, told that, where is my bansi? Where is my stick? Oh, cows are grazing here. Where is Nityanand? He was asking, oh, Nityanand, oh, Baldev, come here, come here. And he took some sticks and began to play with cowherds. As in Radha Kunda, Krishna grazing cows with so many wires, told them that I am coming just now, just coming. And he took only Subal or Madhumangal with him, and in a shape of a Brahmin, he went to Kusum Sarovar. And he met with Lalita Vishakha and Srimati Radhika. Krishna promised Chandravali that I am coming to Gaurikund. And she was watching there. Watching there, waiting. And Krishna went to Kusum Sarovar. There Srimati Radhika with her Lalita Vishakha kind of gathering flowers. Krishna told, "Who are you?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is remembering in mind here. He became senseless. Remembering all the pastimes of Krishna Lila at Radha Kunda. So Krishna is telling, "Who are you?" Srimati Radhika is telling, "You don't know who am I?" "No, I don't know." "You don't know?" So many questions, and I am Vrindavaneshwari. He is telling, "I am Vrindavaneshwari." So bhak kala, prem kala was going. A sakhi came, a Vrinda came here and told that Jatila is coming just now to see where Srimati Radhika is. So at once Radhika with Lalita and Vishakha and all other sakhis went to Radha Kund to take bath and to go to Surya Kunda. We have gone there to worship Sun. When she met with Radhika, Jatila, then she asked, "Why you have become so late?" Srimati Radhika or Lalita Vishakha told that we were gathering flowers, and now we were searching of a Brahmin who can do Surya Puja. Krishna and Madhumangal came in the shape of a Brahmin. They met at Surya Kunda and did puja. I have told all these stories. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, remembering all these pastimes, became very senseless. And breathing, and again, all assistance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to do kirtan with coal and karma. And then went to Champakahatta and at first I have seen before 50 years that full of water was there and so big and good forest here. But now thank you. Vrindavan. First Gokul, then Vrindavan, then Govardhan, and then Aradhapur. The speciality of Gokul, Vrindavan, Govardhan, and Aradhapur. Associates.
You want to sit?
Yes. We'll sit here. As we sit.
No harm to sit on the tree.
No. We are in the laps of the street. This very old rug, Jiva Goswami came with Nityananda Prabhu here and sat here and told the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which held here. In Dwapar Yuga, Bhim came with his all soldiers to conquer everywhere for Ashwamedha Yajna.
Ashwamedha Yajna.
You are not hearing?
Better hear.
You can hear? So, Nityananda Prabhu is telling to Jiva Goswami that in Dwapar Yuga, when Krishna was at Dwarka, Pandavas want to do Raishya Yajna, where Shishupal has been killed. So they want to conquer whole world, especially whole India. So with a horse and horse, they came here, conquering everywhere. Here there was a king on the bank of Ganges, and his name was Samudra Sen. He was so much shaktishali, powerful king. He thought that he was Krishna Bhakta. He thought that I want to take darshan of Krishna, but I cannot do, because Krishna give darshan to his only bhakts. I am no such a bhakta. Bhim is such a good bhakta that Krishna will come by his prayer and give me darshan. So if I defeat Bhim, and Bhim will pray that, O Lord Krishna, save me, then he will come. So I should catch the horse and I can defeat him. See, he catch hold of the horse, and there was a war between him and
Samudrasen.
Samudrasen was so powerful that he defeated him. Prayed Krishna that, O Krishna, I have been defeated by such a very unknown
person, it is so much
same for me.
Same for me. So come and save me. And you should have war with him and defeat Samudrasen. Krishna at once came, but not he had given darshan to Bhim. Only king saw that Krishna has come. She at once prayed to Krishna, and his everything was fulfilled. Krishna gave blessing to king and told that you should be bhaktiman. He stopped the war, that king, and paid something that I have been defeated, and paid some taxes to Bhim. Bhim knew that Krishna has come, and anyhow he has turned the mind of king, and Krishna has disappeared, but he could not saw Krishna. This king saw Krishna, and his heart was fulfilled with joy.
Why Bhim could not see Krishna? Is there any some meaning behind that?
There is some meaning behind it. That bhakti is such a thing. It has been described in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Madhurya Kadambini, that bhakti is swaprakash. Swaprakash, you know?
Self-manifested.
In Bhagavan Swarup Shakti, Bhagavat Swarup Shakti, Ladini and Samvid, the abstract of these two shaktis is called bhakti, which lives in the heart of Aragatmik Jan. Follow? Aragatmik Jan. So he has told that Bhagavat Kripa is Anugamini of Bhakta Kripa. Understanding?
Follow.
Krishna Kripa
depends
on the kripa of bhakta. If bhakta does kripa, then by his mercy, by his prayer, Krishna does kripa to anyone. Here, Bhim is bhakta. No? And he is siddha bhakta, aragatmik jan, as a dasyaros. The king is a sadhak one. He wants the blessing of Krishna. But directly Krishna blessing, mercy will not come. So he anyhow goes to the shelter of Bhim. And when Bhim prays to Krishna, Krishna comes and gives darshan to king. So here, without the mercy of bhakta, Krishna cannot do mercy. Here, this is the thing. Here, one thing that why Krishna did not saw Krishna? Bhim. Here, he is new bhakta, king, and he is siddha bhakta, Bhim. So if he gives darshan to Bhim and does kripa to king, Bhim will think anything that he loves king more than me. in Krishna Lila we see there is some like envious, not envious, prem, prem vikar, but lot, not worldly mundane. Second thing is that king was a sadhak bhakta, but yet qualified than him. Why? Because after that he took darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Krishna. Then Krishna gave his darshan. At first he gave darshan in a shape of Krishna. After that he gave darshan in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shape. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha plus Krishna. So Radha and Krishna, Bhim couldn't see. He could not see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. One who is the dashi of Srimati Radhika in Gopi Bhava, only can see Radha and Krishna in there. It is not for Dasyaras, Sakharas, or Vasalaras also who can see Radha and Krishna in there. But this king has so fortunate, king was so fortunate that he saw Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, three steps.
So the king was a Madhurya Bhakta?
Madhurya Bhakta, yet he was sadhak, but he was qualified to go to up that. Like Brahma, Brahma is Adhikrit Das. But if you have greed to be the Radha Dasi in sadhana avastha, then I think you are greater than Brahma also. We have seed in our heart by greed. So, Narada Rishi and Uddhav, they saw Gop Kumar and they made up the, in their mind that he is more superior than us. But he is not thinking now in that manner. So we think that this king Samudrasen was more superior in Siddha Bhava to Bhimsen. Bhimsen has gone to Radha Kunda with Pandavas and Draupadi in a shape of a six trees there to be anything, even a grass in Vrindavan. Especially Gopi Bhav, and about 5,000 years has gone in doing meditation there. But they have Gopi Bhav or not, yet not, it is known.
It is not known.
No. But Vrindavan and this place, Navadvip, are the same. This is under Shvetdeep. So Shvetdeep is equal to Vrindavan. And this is Ritudeep, mana Radha Kunda. So nearer to these places. And here Ganges is going on by side. Here Samudra used to come. Samudra means ocean from Bay of Bengal. Used to come here through Ganges. It is said that ocean is husband of Ganges. But it is not true. There are two Ganges. Mother of Bhishma Pitama is one Ganges. And from Golok Vrindavan, the friend of Srimati Radhika and others, is other Ganges. She is Krishna Priya. So, for the pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ganges comes here. And Samudra, that is ocean, comes through Ganges here and takes darshans of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here Samudra, that is ocean, prayed Ganges that I want to be here with you to so that in your water Krishna, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is associate Srimati Radhika, Mane Gadadhar, and Nityananda Baladev Prabhu, he is playing in Ganges. So I want to be in here. Here when ocean, in ocean and Ganges, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played, then ocean did prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to see your more pastimes. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give blessing that after some time I will be to Puri and I will play and take bath, you knew, and so many pastimes you will see in future.
Chaitanya Chandradaya Natak, some of these things are
things as given. So it is very important place in Chaitanya, pastimes here. So we come every year. Here Bhim means our Tribhikam Maharaj becomes Bhim, and I become Samudra Seth. And so fire work begins. In not in
by word.
By words mean
colourful.
In Bhaktirtha. Bhaktirtha, you know?
In lectures.
In lectures. He gives lecture, then I give, then he gives, then I give, and all Sota become so much pleased here. Because some ocean used to come here through Ganges, so this place is called Samudra Gadhi. Gadhi means, Gadh means fort, killa. So the, he was, here was Samudra Sen fort, or some ocean used to come up to here, so it is called Samudra Gadhi. This year, Tribhikam Maharaj told that Krishna Prem is our prayojan. Krishna Prem. That is Krishna. Service is our utmost goal. I told that it can never be. Huh? In Vrindavan, everywhere all serves Krishna. But in Vrindavan, Krishna always serves to gopis and Srimati Radhika. So we want that Krishna should serve Srimati Radhika. So he was defeated. At last he became Maharaj.
He admitted defeat.
At last he admitted.
Mati Radharani and Lalit and Vishaka have completely defeated Shamsundar, always, every day. But when we came here, we noticed that Radharani and the gopis are very, they cannot
they cannot control our Madhava. He's powerful, and he looks as if he can take on millions of gopis. So we were feeling very, I was feeling every day just very disturbed that Radharani should surely defeat Krishna. This is not proper. So then the deity was requiring to have some new paint put on. So we instructed the artist, and when the painting was finished, then it became very clear that now
Krishna has
been defeated, and everyone in the temple could see it.
Very good.
So we became very happy.
Our Guru Dev used to tell that if we want that Krishna should search Srimati Radhika, and Krishna should weep for Radhika. When we see that Radhika is weeping for Krishna, then we become very sorry. And if Krishna is weeping, we are very pleased, very happy.
In what form did the ocean go there?
What?
In what form did the ocean go there? You said the ocean went through the Ganges.
The Jwar Bhata, you know? Swelling and
tides.
When there are tides, ocean water comes to Ganges up to here. So ocean used to come with Ganges. যাবে কি চাপাহাটি মন্দিরে
রাস্তাটা কাঁচা হবে,
চাপাহাটি রাস্তা গেটে দাঁড়াতে হবে, ঢুকবে না। Where our mutt is the Rashasthali. Prodha Matala, you know? Prodha Tala? Prodha Maya?
Prodha Maya.
You have been there?
No.
It is called Govardhan.
Why she is called Prodamaya?
Yogamaya. This is the strength of light champak. Champak lata. Shakhi used to live here. By her name, it is Champak Hatta. Hatta means bazaar. Bazaar means market. There is a very big market of Champak here. Here Jayadeva Goswami used to live, and he has written this book in the here.
Here.
That story is of this place that Krishna wrote. Hehi pada pallavam
udara.
So peacocks are peacocks, not peacocks are
I think that they are happy because you are here.
What is that?
Yep, any of you? Fabulous.
Dvijabaninath. Radha Pandit used to live in Mathura and in Navadvip, and he was
Raghava Pandit?
Gadadhara Pandit. And he used to read with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sanskrit tour. He also used to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Vidyanagar to read. In Navadvip, Koldvip, Gangadas Pandit was there. He used to. And his younger brother was Dvijabaninath. He was also associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has gone also to Jagannathpur. And from there he returned to this place. This place is known for champak flower, because in Dwapar Yuga, champak lata used to live here, and gathering flowers, used to make garlands, so beautiful garlands, beautiful this thing,
Angad
says, Har, necklace, kalanafol,
earrings of flowers,
deer, so many things he used to do. And Sadhu Radha and Krishna here. Here, on the east bank or west bank of Ganges, in your side, there is a Ballal Dhipi, like mountain, but name is Ballal Dhipi. Somewhere nearby to Chand Kaji Samadhi.
Oh, I've seen that place. There's a kund there.
There's a kund. Ballal Dhipi also. Ballal Sen was king of that place. About some time before then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the time of Jayadeva Goswami. In 9th AD, AD or?
AD? 9th century.
9th century. Jayadeva used to live in Jayadeva part near your Iskon Mandir. Have you gone there? Jayadev and Padma used to live there. He began to write Kita Govinda. Every person were known to Jayadev Goswami and Padma, and they paid respect to them. So king wanted to see Jayadev Goswami and sent some persons to bring Jayadev and Padma. But he refused. His disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, was very much associates with our Gurudev, and Siddhar Maharaj also. He has done so many sevas. Well, alone he is erecting and doing new things here. We pay so much respect to him.
But he looks quite young still.
He's above 80. Kotobashi? 84. But
like a young man.
Young man. He refused to go to the palace. That Raja was Vishai, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told that you used to come here then and often, so I will not live here. I will go to Neelachal. Then, King beg pardon that I will not disturb you. You should live in my kingdom. He told that I will not live in this place. He told that in my kingdom, Champak Hut is very, very good, with good prakritic scenery.
Natural
scenery. Kakkus are always singing, and so beautiful forest is there, and it is quite fit for you. He told me, yes, I can live there. So he came to this place. Here he was writing Gita Govinda. And Srimati Radhika has done man nearby Ganges, not very far away. So Radhika has done man. Now Jayadeva Goswami is seeing in his heart that Krishna is telling Srimati Radhika to pardon him. And he is telling that, oh, I have given my head to your feet. He thinks, and he remembering these things, so write, but he has no dare to write this. Because he knows that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. And Srimati Radhika is Sevika only. Sevika means maid servant of. So how it can be? It may be that Srimati Radhika has such a love that he controls Krishna, but yet Krishna will give his head to the feet of Srimati Radhika. My heart does not admit. He is willing to write, but he cannot write. War was going between buddhi and man. What to do and not to do. Leaving the book which he was writing, told Padma that, keep it in Mandir. I am coming to take bath in Ganges. Thinking what to do or not to do, he went. In the meantime, another Jayadev, when Krishna in the shape of Jayadev, came and told Padma that, oh Padma, give me that book. I have not washed my hands and feet, so bring that book to me. I have remembered anything to write. She went in the mandir and brought me. He wrote, Dehi Padapallavam Smargaralakhandanam Mamasirashi Mandanam Dehi Padapallavam. His meaning is that Smargaralakhandanam Smara Garal. Smar is Garal. That is, a Smar means calm, love to Krishna and between Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Here separation of Srimati Radhika for Krishna is garav. Garav means poison. And his heart is burning from that girl, for that separation, Srimati Radhika's separation. So Krishna wants water to subside that fire. So smarala gan, smarala garala khandanam, to subside the poison. Krishna is telling Srimati Radhika, I am giving my head on your feet. So you should laugh only and beg me pardon and give me pardon. I will never do this like this. So you should give this man. And until you give this man, my heart will be burned. And at last everything will be burned. So after that you will weep for this. Smara garala khandanam. Mama Sirashi Mandanam to decorate my head. It is like a alankar for my head. Your feet is alankar for my head. So give your feet as alankar to my head. And my that smart girl will be subside by doing it. So you should laugh and give me that, your feet. Krishna wrote this. And then again he told that I have returned from midway, now I am going to take bath. In the meantime, after only 5 or 6 minutes, Jayadeva Goswami came. She told that, why you have come so fast, early? You have come here, returned, and so fast you have come. He told that I have never returned. I have gone and just now I am coming, returning. No, you have come in midway. She showed the book that you have returned and written something in book. Show me. He showed that. Very clear and golden type it is written. Smara garala khandanam, mashirashi mandanam. They went to the and fell down on the feet of Padma, that you are so lucky that you have seen Krishna. I could not see Krishna. Both began to weep. Then feeling so separation with Krishna, they could not live here. First, I should go and take darshan of Radha and Krishna. They decided. Akashvani came. Akashvani?
Voice from the skies.
Came and told that, O Jayadev and Padma, don't be unhappy. Come to my dham, Nilachal, and you will see there. In Radha and Krishna said, they are. So come at once. I want to hear your Gita Govinda. So let me listen your Gita Govinda there. Now Jayadev was in Duvidha.
Two minds.
Whether I be in Navadvip Dham or be to Rachandha. In the meantime, Gauchandra gave him personally and told that after some time I will go there. And what you have written in Gita Govinda, I will hear by my associates there. So you should go, don't worry. I will be also there. So he did pranam to this dham and went to Nilachal dham. There, one day, his Sita Kamala Kucha Mandala Nita Kundala Kalita Lalita Banumar Jai Jai Deva Hare. He was singing. Any other woman remembered this poem, and in Jagannath Vatika or any other place she was singing and gathering some cow dungs. So Jagannath Dev could not be still. So in the night he came out of the mandir and went where that woman was singing this song. She went in so hurry that his clothes in thorn were hither and thither, and some scratches were in his Sri Anga, Jagannath. In the morning, when Pujari saw that why all clothes has been worn and torn, and why these scratches are in, he told to men priest, and men priest went to king, and they were so much anxious. In the midnight, Jagannath told that the lady was singing Jayadev's song, and I went to hear. In hurry, everything has been done so. Like manner, Devadasi was singing any song of Jayadev, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran away to that lady. Govind was warning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is lady, 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 lady. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running, Govind could not follow. At last he told in loud tones, "Are you, this is lady, you should not touch her." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, "Oh, I was mad. If I have not told that she is lady, and if I have touched and done like this, I should go in ocean and drink.
Drown.
You have saved me." So this is Gita Govinda, and this is the place of Jayadev, Baninath, and so many bhakti. And Prabhupada has this top list. This one.
I have a question.
What?
One question I have is that Champakalata, she lived here, but this is very far.
No. Shwet Deep and Vrindavan are each other very, very, very close.
And another question. That sometimes we hear that before Madhavendra Puri, nobody could understand these confidential things. Yet Jayadev Goswami was writing in 9th century. So how is it possible?
So Madhavendra Puri has no Aishwarya Bhav. But Gita Govinda Kar, Jayadev has some thing like this. He thinks that if Srimati Radhika gives her head on the feet of Krishna gives his head on the feet of Srimati Radhika. It is offense for Srimati Radhika.
But it was written by Krishna in the book.
Krishna has written.
So then?
So he was not a devotee like Madhavendra Puri.
He could not change, even after reading what Krishna had done.
No, he can change, but not serving Srimati Radhika like Manjaris and all these things. Madhavendra Puri was one of the eight sakhis are like Naika or Manjaris. Jayadev Goswami is far away from that. He had described something like Vidyapati, Chandidas, but not being Anagatmik Jan like Gopis. There is some difference. He has some Aswarya Bhav with Madhuri. But Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Swarup Damodar Hairavan, as far over.
What is the destination of someone like Jayadev, final destination, if they have this Aishwarya Bhav and some Madhurya?
Like Chandidas, Vidyapati, they know that Krishna is God, and yet this is the idea of Golok, not of Gokul. Madhavendra Puri is of Gokul.
Golok Vrindavan, not Gokul Vrindavan.
Of Gokul Vrindavan, not of Golok.
The other one is Golok Vrindavan. Radha and Krishna are like king and queen, but king. Still it is Vrindavan in appearance, but it is Aishwarya.
He has described something, but not like that, like Rupa Goswami and others, or Prabodhananda Saraswati.
Not Parakya.
Not Parakya. He has done something, but not like that.
Not the same.
It cannot be told that he was Parakya.
But not fully Parakya.
Not fully. God Pramanam. Have you something?
Yes.
In tents, we are here, in night, in Parikrama. And the day was at Ekadashi. We have cooked so many things. But so rain began that the whole night, tents were
flooded.
And no one could take any Ekadashi fruits and whole night waiting here.
Means New York.
New York.
Huh.
It's all that then and often from Dimnus meet me. He has told me to see you and I have come to you to see you. I told that tell him that he should join ISKCON again and serve Swamiji. He was telling that write in it two or three sentences. There is no need of writing, but you should tell my words. Like so beautiful.
Very beautiful scene.
That impact is a little deeper.
Now ISKCON does the Parikram by foot. Next year we will again do. One question I have is that they have only given us to next year 7 days for the Parikram. Is there any problem to do it in 7 days?
No.
It does not have to be 9 days. Nothing fixed.
You can do it in 7 days. At first you used to do in 7 days.
No harm.
Begin from Nomi. Nomi, Dasmi, Dadasi, 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 Chakrubdasi.
Does it have to be?
In Chakrubdasi. Purnima, you should finish in Antarthik, Mayapuri, in your mind.
But they are making a different way. They're planning to do it a little earlier.
Oh. How much earlier?
Maybe 10 days earlier.
So that you can do meetings and all.
Not meetings, but some festival and seminar talking and. Any harm? No harm.
But. Now the Parikrama. The Bhakti Thakur has stated the vidhi of Parikrama.
Ah. Therefore, I'm asking.
Last darshan at Antardeep Mayapur, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on foot. But anyhow, no harm. You can do according to your. Sarvam Bhattacharya, Visharad.
Maheshwar Visharad.
Maheshwar Visharad, the father of
Bhattacharya,
was very learned person. Festival of Paran of Ekadasi here.
Ah.
You have come here any time?
One time I have come.
Now they have done some sanskar here. Now we can sit here. We will do Parikrama. This is the main place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit and read Sanskrit. Pranam here. Teach wise. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Radha. Sit there. And the house was that of Mahesh Vishara, where Sadhu Bhattacharya and the birthplace of Sadhu Bhattacharya. Sadhu Bhattacharya is Brihaspati. We should go to sleep. Not seen this mandir.
Why?
When I came. No mandir at all.
Oh, when you first came.
So many jungles, forests, only that place. Not it's cemented.
This house was here or not?
No. Only
something broke.
Something broken. Some half place was here. So much trees were here. There was no way to come. Anyhow, by very lean and thin way we used to come here. So this is the place of Mahesh Bisharad. He was friend of Jagannath Mishra. And both were disciple of Nilambar Chakrabarti, you know, Mahesh Bisharad's father and Jagannath Mishra's father were friends. So they always used to meet together.
Mahesh Pandit?
Mahesh Pandit, father of Sadhu Bhattacharya. The son of Mahesh Bisharad, that is Sadhu Bhattacharya, in his boyhood, very brilliant scholar. So he sent him to Mithila. At that time, Mithila, you know, the birthplace of Sita Devi, was very good place for Sanskrit, like Kashi. For Nabya Nyaya, you know Nabya Nyaya? Nyay, Nabya Nyay. There are two kinds of Nyay. The old one and new one. New one was at Mithila. He sent his son, Advaita Sadhu Bhattacharya, to Mithila. In a very short time, he was very much became a scholar of Nabya Nyay. When he was returning, he was bringing some books of Nabya Nyaya. The Pandit of Mithila became angry and he snatched everything. You cannot take it because you will make Navadvip a place of Nabya Nyaya. You cannot do. So they snatched all the books. He returned here and wrote all the books he has remembered in his mind. So he was a scholar. Every book was, again, he wrote and he used to teach boys of Bangladesh. He was Brihaspati. So he knew that Chaitanya Krishna, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, will take birth here anywhere and will go to Nilachal Dham. So leaving all these boys and teaching, went to Nilachal and became Raj Pandit of Utkal Naresh. What name?
Pratap
Rudra. No. Purushottam Jana. The father of Pratap Rudra. And after that, he became head Pandit of Pratap Rudra.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, was very famous person. And in the Jagannath temple, when he was in front, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and saw all the signs of Mahabhagavata. These are written in so many books, but he had not seen all these things in anybody's man's body. he became astonished and took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have read that how he teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedanta Sutra, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated him, and he became bhakta. That tatte nukampam susumichmanam. He changed this word, bhakti padesa daya bhag. Again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that no use of doing so, because mukti pade means bhakti pade. Mukti pade, pade means bhakti. In bhakti, first comes mukti. By bhakti, bhaktyabhas. So, mukti is in the feet of bhakti. So, don't change. Vyasadeva has written, and Sukadeva Goswami has admitted this fact, so we should not change. He took Mahaprasadam. At first he used to take Mahaprasadam. Then he used to take Mahaprasadam in the morning when he has not washed his mouth. Became one of the greatest bhakta of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Vidya. Vidya? Vidya Nagar. Vidya Nagar means Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in Navadvip Dham Parikrama. It is place of Paravidya. If you have to do it, then what will happen? If you have to go to the Udige, then what will happen? If you have to go to the Udige, it is the place of Vidya, Paravidya. Here Brahma, he said that Brahma came, and from Krishna or Narayan, he heard all Vedas. Krishna has manifested all Vedas in Brahma's heart here. Here, Sadashiv, that is Shankar, became Shankar. And here he was permitted to do the kalpita arth of Vedanta Sutra. Kalpita arth, you know. Another meaning?
Imagine and
imagination.
Interpretation.
Of Vedanta Sutra. Sarvam khalvidam brahma. Tattvamasi, prajnanam, brahma, and all the other things. Here Ramanuj came and took siksha of Vishishtadvaitvar, Nimbark, Vishnu Swami, all came here. Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, everyone came here. And they were learn everything here. Here, the 64 kalas of Vedas were given to so many rishis. Brihaspati, that is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, also came. He learned everything from there. Varna Vidya, Dhanur Vidya, and all Vidyas has begun from this place. So this is Vidyanagar. Vidya is two kinds. One Paravidya, one is Aparavidya. Aparavidya, besides bhakti, everything is Aparavidya. Bhakti is only Paravidya. So everything, every kinds of Vidya, Para, Apara, everything has begun from here. So this is Vidya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to learn Sanskrit here. Ganga sometimes came here, sometimes there, sometimes other places, and divided Navadvip in 9 islands. This is Bahula Van or any other Van. Now we should go. Yes.
What about your breakfast? Did you have any breakfast yet?
Oh, have you brought here? Then we should go there. At a school, there is a school. We can wait there and take. Or we can go direct to Mamgachi. As you, in school, there will be.
What is a good thing to pray for here?
That the vidya, paravidya, that is, this should be dashi of Srimati Radhika. This is paravidya.
Same paravidya everywhere. The same prayer everywhere.
We have one destination. So everywhere we can pray for that destination. That goal.
Should we also pray that the lila of that place may come within our hearts?
Certainly. Lila of this place. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done, it should be manifested in our heart. And we should realize this thing.
He learned his Sanskrit.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teachings that Gopi Bhava is best of all his. So we should realize this. Anyone ask the question, Jiva Goswami asked the question to Nityananda Prabhu. Why anyone living in Navadvip and doing in Navadvip bhajan, why he wants to go to Vrindavan? No? Ask the question. And you are telling that you should go to Vrindavan. Why? If Navadvip is Vrindavan, no difference. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Udar, Audharya Bhava.
Merciful.
Not merciful. Merciful, but there is a very...
Magnanimity. Magnanimous.
Generous.
No.
Mahabharanaya. Like that.
Mahabharanaya. Here, when anyone sees Krishna, hears the name of Krishna, and Krishna manifests himself in anyone's heart, he becomes senseless. If anyone, like Srimati Radhika is telling, that I have heard Krishna name, and since I am mad, Tunde Tandavali, Ratu Vitanite of Rupa Goswami is telling this. Madhura Madhura Me Tat Mangalam Mangalana. But we don't realize this. If one Krishna name comes in our heart in Suddharu, Suddhamane?
Pure.
Then any man cannot be incensed. He became
unconscious.
Unconscious. but in heart he will see Krishna. So Krishna comes himself and touches that man, that devotee. Oh, by hearing my name, you have become senseless. So he touches that man, and by touching, very soft and gentle, he becomes incensed. When he sees Krishna, so beautiful, with Pitambar, here, Pansi, and eyes of the corner he sees, he again becomes senseless. Krishna says that, what should I do? Then he began to play on flute, telling, oh, my bhakta, you have become senseless, so in sweet voice that it went in the ear of that devotee and went in the heart of that person. And again he did. He became insensitive. Then, Taparaki, first is Saundarya, Naam, Saundarya, Suswarya. Then he again faint, then from Sugandha, Sugandha is
fragrance.
He gets so much fragrance in his nose. Again he became incense. So when he sees anything of Krishna, he becomes senseless. So Krishna does mercy that at a time he can hear the name, he can hear the sounds of Bansi, he can see Krishna, and he can touch Krishna, and he can smell Krishna. And this mercy is called Audarya.
At a time.
Krishna cannot do, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Audarya.
Very esoteric. Very good meaning for Audarya.
Any Madhurji, four kinds of Madhurji. And one of the Madhuris can do a man senseless.
But when all of those together, again he becomes senseless.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, he can feel all these things at a time. This is Audarya. Madhurji Kadambini has told like this. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is so merciful. Now we should...
What is the essence of Jiva Goswami's
question? Oh, Jiva Goswami told, asked Nityananda Prabhu, that why a person knows that, even he knows that Nodi and Vrindavan are both one thing. So doing here meditation or chanting and everything doing, why one wants to go in Vrindavan? He told that Vrindavan and Krishna, they vichar kare bane, they judge that a aparadhi bhakti of person should not go to Vrindavan. They cannot see Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a rasasthan. Rasasthan, you know, place of rasa, peat of rasa. And how to approach to that peat is Navadvip. Krishna is a rasik, but how to be rasik, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives that thing, and this dham gives. A man can worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he can worship only in Darsya Bhav. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we only worship him as a Darsya Rasa. A woman cannot reach to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cannot touch Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feet, because he will be angry. He is not. From very far away he can see and
do. Within the mind she can do.
She can do. But openly she cannot come. A king cannot come, what to say, woman. He never sees towards any woman. So, any person cannot worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vatsalya, Sakya and Mathura. Here I am Ramananda, yet he is Vishakha and Sarup Damodar. He is Lalita and Gadadhar Pandit is Radhika. But in the shape of a Purush,
male,
and as a servant they can be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not as a friend. They cannot sit on this place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On the bed of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they cannot come. They will do pranam to that bed and place. So, as a friend he will not be worshipped. As a Vatsalya Rasa we cannot worship. He is my boy and I am his father and mother. And in Madhur Rasa, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone cannot worship as a Madhur Rasa. That Krishna is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my parakiya friend. We cannot do. In Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavata, it has been told that it is wrong way. But in Krishna we can do all these things. When we will worship Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Darsya Rasa, and when it will be ripe and will be Siddha, the same person will see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there, there Radha and Krishna. And there we can do Madhur Rasa with Krishna. So, when we know that Vrindavan and Navadvip is the same, then by practicing bhakti in Navadvip, we will reach in Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be in the shape of Radha and Krishna. And then Navadvip will be seen by us that this is Vrindavan. It gives the way, how we can reach in the Rasasthali that is in Vrindavan.
Sometimes it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful than Krishna.
Certainly.
So we can see that for the beginning person, the mood of Dasya is much more easy for them.
Certainly. Now
but, last question. If one comes to the stage that he sees that Vrindavan is here in Navadvipa, then what is the need to go physically to Vrindavan?
Because here Govardhan is not apparent, Jamuna is not apparent. Here Tamal tree is not here. Here everything is not. When he will go there, he will by these eyes, not by meditation. Here in meditation, but there in eyes we will see all these things and it will be more easy to go in Vrindavan. Sarvam Bhattacharya ki, Vidyanagar ki, Gau Premanand. Have you given something?
This was old temple. Again, this.
The Prabhupada has
your shoes are bad.
This is a Gaudiya mat. Here?
No. Gaudiya mat is behind this. Left side.
Did any of these are original buildings? No.
Height of 100 years before. Not anything. But this is original.
The trees.
Those are the same trees. They say that...
Did you get some of those little flowers?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put some pen in the ground. And the pen became tree.
Tree.
Like that?
That is called column guard. When you're cutting anything... Then Ritudip. Now we are entering in Jahnu Deep and then Mudru Deep. Four deep today.
Oh.
We finished.
Express Parikram.
Yeah.